Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom. We are studying, building, working together, trying to learn more about this understanding, utilizing our spiritual tools so that we can be better humans, better parents, better brothers and sisters, better all of that good stuff, okay? I have made it through the Wednesday with only one little hiccup. So proud of myself. But Wednesdays are difficult, no matter how you slice them. You know, I don't even take it personal anymore. I have come to expect the little challenges that come with it, and I'm going to roll with it. But, yeah, I love being able to get to this part of my Wednesday, because I know on the other side of this is peace, tranquility, spending time in my shrine room, getting everything together. Also spending some time studying. That's what I was just doing before I called in. You know, trying to make sure I got my notes ready and everything like that. Even though this is one of those programs where I can really let go of the notes for a second. We're just going to breathe together in the beauty and the love of manifestation. You know, it really doesn't get much better than this as far as I'm concerned, because this gives us an opportunity to really to breathe, to think, to love, to try, all that. So I'm glad to see everybody with us building and growing, okay? We had the faith walk on Sunday. If you missed it, you can go. It should be on a Wonderful Approach Facebook page. If not, it's on my page, Khadija 7, and you should be able to listen to the program. It was awesome. We do that program because I have someone say, I don't know when that program is. Okay, sorry, you don't know. Go back and check it out, the last one, because it was hot and firing. But Sunday, okay? And then something else you may not realize is last Thursday, and this is going to be every fourth Thursday, was the first program with the Lion's Den. Solomon was on the program. It was super awesome. Talking to our young people about life. Talking with them about spirit, talking with them about all that good stuff. It really is a wonderful thing. I'm looking forward. These programs that are coming up are so super duper awesome, hot and fiery. I'm glad that I can start to share with the world what I have been the direct beneficiary of, okay? I have been getting all this stuff, and it's been awesome. Right? But now I have to share with the world. It's okay. It's okay. I have to share all the awesomeness that is a Wonderful Approach. I have to share my scholars, people that be putting that work in. I have to share. It's all good. And there's more to come. So, you know, Spirit put me on a mission. And one thing about me, Spirit says, do it. It's done. I get my work in. I really want to make sure I'm giving Spirit all of the energy so that, you know, when God asks, oh, well, did my child listen? They'll be, oh, she listened. She definitely listened. So it was an absolutely great week of programming. And then the last classroom, last Wednesday, we were speaking about fear. Oh, bad word, fear. You had to really stop and think about, you know, what makes up fear? What constitutes this fear? What can we do in the face of fear? You know, we really have to make up our mind if we're going to face everything and rise, or if we're going to forget about and run. The answer is and run. No, we're not going to run. You know, we have to face it. We have to be willing to look fear in the face, because fear and God can't exist in the same place. They just can't. You know, and I'm not saying that you can't be fearful or have these fleeting moments or be concerned, and I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, if you have a really good relationship with God, you and God are working on some things, you know that you can be positive and successful with God, where is the fear come in at? Where is the fear going to be? Because it can't be in the places where your God is. Okay? It was a really powerful show. We had some great callers call in and share their understanding of fear and also share some of their solutions for fear. Okay? So if you get a chance, listen to it. You go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. You can go to awonderfulapproach.com and get all that good information ready. Okay? Wonderful. 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 So that was last week's show. And like I said, I'm very, very happy about it. In fact, last week's show, between A Wonderful Approach, the Lion's Den, the Faith Walk, and I mean, we are steady rolling, steady kicking out, increasing our positivity, increasing our production. It's very necessary, family. We have plenty of negativity running around, running rampant. We have plenty of people out here. I want to be polite. It's Wednesday, so my sensor button gets a little sticky. But we have plenty of people, let's say, talking at the side of their neck, okay? We have plenty of people that are just talking because they like to hear their voice. That's not a wonderful approach. A wonderful approach is really sharing with people how to go about building something positive for themselves, for their households, for their communities. And so that's why I'm so happy, so proud, so excited. All right? Today, we're going to be talking about manifestation. I love it. Like I said, this is one of the easy programs for me because I apply all this to myself on the regular. On the regular, I am thinking about that manifestation. And there are so many different ways to go about it. Everyone has their own little niche. You know, for some people to manifest, they've got to get super singing, dancing, parade, blowing horns, ringing bells, doing all that. And that manifestation comes and lays right there in their hand. And I'd be like, wow, look at that. For other people, you know, and I have seen this especially with myself, it's almost at the brink of mad. Almost mad. It's, you know, for me, it's like I have to get demanding with the universe. I have to tell the universe, hey, look, this is going to sound funny, but, you know, it works. I have to go in there and say, hey, it's my money and I want it now. You know, I love those commercials. And every time I heard them, I mean, it would send me on a tirade almost of running around here demanding money. It's my blessings and I want it now. It's my, I mean, I would go through the whole list and let the universe know, I'm ready. I'm right here. My hands are open. I'm ready to get this work in place. Okay? So everyone has their mode of manifestation. Some people got to go to the river and shed tears. And then, you know, and then they get blessed with all those things that they thought they didn't have. And or they get the consolation prize, because you can't have it, I'm going to make sure you have everything else that you're dreaming of, you know. So it just depends on how you get blessed. But what I'm here to tell you is that God is in the blessing business. We need some blessings, okay? Right now it's a little dark outside, you know. Right now it may seem a little gloomy, you know. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, whether people want to believe it or not. We're still in the middle of a housing crisis, and that's for sure. You know, we're still, for some people, the winter the real winter showed up, you know, we were kind of laughing and joking and teasing this baby winter. Oh, winter and not even cold, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's pretty cold now. And, you know, and it's so crazy down here in South Georgia. It'll heat up. It'll make you think during the day, oh, yeah, it's nice and pretty. And at night, it's freezing. So we still have some situations going on, family. We still have to focus. But really, it's time for us to not just focus on the survival aspect. We got to focus on the manifestation. We have to take this a step further, okay, and really, really get okay with the idea that we want more, we need more, we can get more. And I really need you to pay attention now, okay? I want more, I need more, I can get more. All right? And this is just, there's nothing wrong with what I'm speaking about. There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with manifesting. There's nothing wrong with wanting what you want. There's nothing wrong with making it clear to the universe what you want. What I'm here to tell you is how to not contradict yourself from what you want. That's my job. You know, I'm here to tell you how to be honest with yourself, how to start putting these goals, real goals in place, you know, how to make these things happen and move forward with a sense of confidence that we're going to get this done. Okay? So, first things first. Manifestation is, and hold on, I really want to get a textbook definition of manifestation. I want us to be on the same page, on the same accord, understanding, okay, what is manifestation, okay? Okay, so manifest. Clear or obvious to the eye or mind. Verb. To display or show a quality or feeling by one's action or appearance. Okay? So it has to be clear and obvious to the eye or mind. It's going to be important. And it's a display or show by one's actions or appearance, all right? So if you've ever spent any time reading the Bible, looking through the Bible, if you've read more than one or two Bible passages or verses, the Bible is going to tell you many times, trust not thy own eyes, okay? And the reason why is because the eyes are tricky. The eyes can show you one thing, and it's telling your brain, it's giving your brain the message, but that message may not always be true, okay? So, you know, take a simple example. You know, is the glass half full or half empty? If, depending on who you are, you're going to look at that glass and you're going to make a decision if it's half full or if it's half empty. Now, a fact is a fact. The fact is the glass has 4 ounces in it. That's the fact, okay? Now, but your eyes are going to tell you, depending on your mindset, depending on how you're feeling at that moment, your mind is going to tell you if it's full or if it's empty. Isn't that interesting? That's what the eyes do. The eyes gather information and take it back to our brain. We can train our eyes to pick up what we want them to pick up, okay? So I remember back when I was studying The Secret, like so many millions of people that were studying The Secret, and one of those million people were me. One of those other million people were my youngest son, Talib, and we're studying it, writing it. I mean, this child had the first 15 minutes of the video memorized word for word. I mean, we were putting work in, and I couldn't help myself at that moment. I knew, and my brain knew what it wanted, and there was no way around it. I couldn't pray the vision away. I couldn't. This is what my brain wanted. Right or wrong? There was no right. There was no wrong. It was a pure desire, right? Now, we all know that people respond differently to wants and needs. You know, if it's a want, you're like, oh, yeah, that's cute. But if it's a need, people tend to move differently. Well, that's people. That's not necessarily the universe. The universe responds when you are in your mode of manifestation. However you manifest, okay? Some people manifest by having visual reminders constantly. This is why, you know, the vision boards got so powerful, where everyone wanted to create vision boards, and they had vision board parties and everything else like that, because they were really, really working for people. And people would, you know, and if you don't know what a vision board is, welcome to the program. But, you know, vision boards are visual representation of the things that we are looking for, okay? So let's say you want a particular car, and I do. So you get a picture of the car, and you put it on this board, and you put the board somewhere where you're going to see it frequently, right? And so every time you go past this area, you see that car. And you're like, man, I really want that car. You know, when I get that car, I'm going to buy me a special kind of key ring, a leather key ring, so I can show off my car and everything. Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to make sure that I put a time on it. I want that car in the next 12 months. I'm not even going into a year. I want that kind of car, and I want it in 12 months, and I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to focus on the color, and I'm going to imagine it driving and get my whole Farvick Nugent on and everything like that, right? That's because I am using visual tools to manifest. I'm not necessarily a visual person. I don't have a vision board up. You know, that's not my key. But I can tell you it's a very powerful tool for some people. I am into words. Words are powerful, powerful things. You know, they say in the beginning there was the word. You know, I like words, especially powerful spiritual words. Okay? So I have affirmations up, you know, all over my house. And so before you walk into my bathroom, my personal bathroom, no one sees it but me, my affirmations are right there before you go in. Then on the mirror, more affirmations. And every time I see them, I say it. And when I say it out loud, that means my breath, my essence is coming up and is verbalizing these wants, these needs. And I say it in a very, as confident as I can muster, very confident voice, you know, a voice with full expectations that this is what I'm looking for. And we've had a show on affirmations. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go listen to that program. We had a homework assignment with affirmations. Everyone in A Wonderful Approach, all the people around A Wonderful Approach, everyone that's going to hear the program, please spend some time learning an affirmation for yourself. And then once you have selected one, one that really resonates with your spirit, then take the time to write it down. Put it somewhere you're going to see. You know, I shared with the family on that radio program, I had to take mine to work. Now, I work in the belly of the beast, okay? I work in a place that is definitely not affirmation friendly and not spiritual friendly, not friendly at all. And so Spirit wanted me to take these powerful kind of personal words and put them where I saw them all the time. So not just at home, and I guess I didn't spend enough time at home, you know, not just at home, not just in private personal spaces, but even when I'm out working, I had to look at these affirmations and be like, yep, yep, this is how I feel. Yes, this is me. Yes, I'm ready for this energy in my life. Yes, I'm ready to make these changes in my life. Yeah, I'm ready. Here I am. Affirmations. And so that's how things start to manifest. Okay? This is when your heart, this is when your eyes and your mind see and believe things. Okay? And what happens is start to actually come to you. You know, if you look at the, you know, I always have a little, my ears just got real hot. All right, so I have a little picture for the program. And the program, and it's actually one of the old tarot cards. I say old. I guess it's old. It's from one of the older sets, you know, the Rider-Waite set. And it's the Seven of Coins, right? And so in the coins, the pictures tell part of the story. And in the coins are all in this little bush, and there's a man there, and he has his hoe right there, his little gardening tool, and he's looking at his investment. He's looking at the bush bloom. He's waiting for positive things to happen. He's right there with his tool to tend for it. You know what I'm saying? And so this is the type of energy of manifestation. I'm going to sit here and wait because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. And one thing I love about manifestation, when you allow it to be fully what it needs to be, it can, it almost like takes off. It has a mind of its own, and it can be anything that you want. You know, I have, I do a lot of reading, And I remember telling the young lady, I was like, look, you get to design yourself, you know. And at the time, it wasn't what she wanted to hear, so she didn't have, she didn't appreciate that at the moment. But when you get to design yourself, you get to say, you know, it's almost like when you ask a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, think about that question. We ask children that all the time. What do you want to be when you grow up? And the children will tell you something that they know or something that they've seen. You know, they've never seen an astronaut before. They're not going to say astronaut because they don't have a reference for it. They're going to say something that they've seen. Fireman, policeman, I want to be a teacher. I want to be, and, you know, and they say it with such joy, not knowing that some of these professions take 8 years of schooling, you know. They don't know that, you know, oh, yeah, sure, you can be, you know, a policeman. They, all they see is the policeman got their little cross guard. They don't know that this is one of the most dangerous professions you can have right now, you know. But what would you say if you were an adult and spirit gave you a gift like that and said, you can be anything you want to be, anything. You just have to manifest it. You just have to think about it constantly. You just have to make sure that you have to think about it constantly. You have to put it in your view. You have to line up your life in agreement with that. How wonderful would that be? I would love it. I do love it. I live it. I love it and live it. So what I want to do is show you how to go about it, okay? Not just thinking about it. There are a couple, or we'd all be millionaires, I think. We'd all be millionaires and the value of the dollar would go into the toilet. So look, I'm going to tell you how to go about doing it. More than just thinking, really putting some things together. I want you to, grab your pen and paper. We always do the program with pen and paper. I want you to spend some time kind of breathing for a moment because, you know, this can get nervous right here when people start, you know, one of the fears we had to speak about last week was fear of success. And that is still mind-boggling to me. How can you be afraid of success? We should be looking forward to it. We should be running up to it, wrapping our arms around it. But the truth of the matter is some of us are afraid of success. All right? So, look, we're going to spend some time talking about this manifestation. All right? All day today. So today is Wednesday. We're in our whites. I could not get these white pants to do right for nothing. They were wrinkled from the beginning. They're wrinkled. You know how linen just wrinkles? Oh, my God. So, you know, I wasn't happy with my clothes. I had too many things today for me to be just happy and bouncing off the wall. But there was a theme for today. It was all at work. It was all at home before I left, at home after I left. I mean, it was just a theme that I couldn't shake. And it was worth. Okay? W-O-R-T-H. Worth. That's it. But it showed up so many times that I could not ignore this word, this idea, this concept. All day at work, I had people ask me about work. You know, some days the prisoners at my job, they'll ask me, you know, tell us about this. You know, and whenever they do that, I'm like, oh, okay, spirit's moving in here. I have a request, got to do it, got to talk about it, got to build on it. All right. So, today it was a question of worth. And I had to let them know their worth was more than the mistake that they've made. Everybody makes mistakes. They just got caught making a mistake. And they have to learn how to not make the same mistake. Okay? But they still had worth. They had a value. Someone had misvalued them because they only saw the part of them that made mistakes. But there's more to them than that. And so we had to talk about worth. We had to talk about what everyone was worth. And then we had to talk about what did they individually think of their own self-worth. And it was, it got deep, you know what I'm saying? I go in all the time, whether I'm doing radio, whether I'm at work, whether I'm doing reading, how I go in. There's no easy way to do this, okay? So when they were telling me about their work, I said, well, no wonder you're in jail. You don't see any worth outside of this. You don't see a value past it. So this is where you are. You have manifested this. What? Now I know you're like, now Mama 7. How in the world would somebody, why in the world would somebody manifest jail? I don't know why, but they did. Because they didn't see their worth outside of it. See, this is why we have to be very, very careful about what we're doing and how we're doing it, okay? So the first part of manifestation is you have to believe you are worth whatever you're manifesting, okay? Okay. I know you're like, okay, Mom, so how do I do that? Well, it's easy. I think it is. I'm going to make it easy because I want it. and I need it. Okay? So how do we measure our own worth? How do we build on our own worth? Okay? So when you have worth and value for yourself, there are certain things you're not going to allow, all right? One of the things you're not going to allow, you're not going to allow other people to mistreat you, okay? If you have worth and value for yourself, you're not going to allow other people to mistreat you. You're not going to allow other people to play, you're not going to allow other people to minimize your worth, okay? Don't minimize my worth. So when you think about the thing that you want, this thing we're trying to manifest, whatever it is, we have to think about, do we believe we're worthy of that? Say you're looking for that family and a picket fence, and I want all this lovey-dovey romantic stuff, blah, 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 right? If you want it, you can have it. I know one of the exercises we do at A Wonderful Approach, especially when I'm working with you closely, we have to think about what do you want in a partner? And I'm talking about a romantic partner. But it can be a business partner. It can be, you know, a relative, whatever relationship you want to look into. But let's go with the business partner. Let's go with the romantic relationship. I want a man that is this, and romantic. Just loves me, and lets me know it. Makes me feel it. Spends the time and energy. I see all the evidence of his love for me, right? And I want this, and I need this. You know what I'm saying? You deserve it. Congratulations. Okay. Well, I'm gonna hang out with Tyrone until. You can't go hang out with Tyrone while you're waiting on this love of your life. When you're waiting on this love of your life, you got to sit there and wait. You have to have full faith that God can bring you what you're looking for. Don't find any cheap substitutes. Like Boris had said, look, substitute elsewhere. Don't look for a substitute. Wait and get what you want. Don't compromise your deal breakers. If you want this, if you believe this is for you, then that's what you need to be doing, and not a drop less. I really want you to understand what it takes. You got to see yourself worthy of it, okay? When you see yourself worthy of it, you have to, and I hope everybody's writing this down, one, work, two, stop the contradiction, okay? The contradiction is when we start looking for that substitute. Well, while I'm waiting for the love of my life, I'm going to just hang out here. No. You know, you want this great body. Let's switch the scenario. You want this great body. You're ready for your sundress season. I'm ready for my sundress season. You know, we're ready for the sundress season. We want to get out there. We want to have our fun. We want to feel comfortable, all this stuff, right? And then I'm going to sit here and grab a picture of the type of body I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a swimsuit body, family. I'm looking for a kickboxing body. That's what I want. I want to be able to kickbox. I want to be able to get my front kick high. That means I got to work on my flexibility. All like that, right? Right? So eating a whole pack of Oreos would be in contradiction to that, wouldn't it? You know, the whole pack of Oreos, the whole pack? Yeah, I think that's a contradiction. We have to move away from the contradictions in our life. Because if it's not working towards our goal, it's working against us. Now, everyone should have goals. Everyone in the world. Every person. 3-month goals, 6-month goals, year goals, 5-year goals. The way we manifest is we have to begin to put that work in place. And so putting the work in place, doing the steps, and oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Yes. But when you're talking about manifestation, you're talking about pulling from a deeper muscle. This is more than just, you know, okay, I'm going to, you know, get certified and then this. And that. Mm-mm. This is pulling on that faith muscle. This is when we're asking the universe to bless us. We're asking the universe really to favor us. Favor us among everybody else. Okay? So when you're trying to get that manifestation going, let's go back to our old, you know, let's review all the tips and tools that we need to do our manifestation. And family, y'all know this is not a Mama 7 show. This is a wonderful approach. So all you have to do is press 1 if you'd like to join. I'd love to hear about your manifestation. I would love to hear about the times that you intentionally said, I am looking to create this. I'm looking to manifest this, to manipulate this. I'm looking to put this energy here in hopes that it's going to grow. And so let me know the types of things that you're looking for and what you use. You know, this is, we're here to share information with each other. We're here to share techniques and tools with each other. We have got to learn how to be more open with each other because this is how we get things done, plain and simple. So all you have to do is press 1 if you'd like to join into conversation. That lets us know this is what you're thinking about, okay? So we went through and we were talking about, of course, we all know the first piece the first piece of manifesting, of course, is always going to be prayer, always, always. Get that prayer in place. Let God know what you're thinking about. For me, I got to let God and my ancestors know, hey, I'm trying to pull this into my life. And when I know that I've done my work, when I know that it's time for this, when I know that I'm worthy of this, oh, I get to manifesting. I get to letting people know, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. I get to pulling out all my resources, every single one of my resources. You know, how do I make this happen? You know, I am big into affirmations. I am also big into mantras. And that, of course, words, more words. I'm into words. And now that I've said it, the second time I've said it, I'm thinking like, no, I'm really into words. Absolutely. I'm into words. I'm into rituals that have words. But, okay, so another way of manifesting, I know, is some very powerful rituals. You know, you can take these rituals. I'm not going to talk about the exact ritual, but I will talk about the intentions behind the ritual, right? So, I mean, even prayer is a ritual. But let's say something like pouring libation, right? Pouring libation is the process, is the intention process, ritual of communicating, paying homage, paying respect to ancestors. It is a way, I love libation because it is, one, usually done outside. It is a very African tool. I love it because also it involves water, anything involving water, I usually am very excited about and, you know that there's something very positive that's about to happen here. And so it has all these, and then on top of that, it has prayer, it has words, it has prayers to it. So we take these ancient prayers that have been passed down, and we add our words to these prayers, and they become a powerful ritual. And this is a ritual that we can use to communicate with our ancestors. It's a ritual we can use to communicate our needs to ancestors, God, to all those powerful beings that work with us, around us, for us. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is manifestation. That is making it happen. And we need that. We need that tool, okay? So first, what do we have to do? Know our worth. Number two, what's the next thing we have to do? What's the next thing we have to do? Think about this. When we are putting together our prayers, when we're trying to build with ourselves, what else do we do? Okay? After you know your worth, what about being honest about what you want? How about that? Can we be honest? You know, we talked about the traits and characteristics you would like in, you know, our spouses. You know, but can we be honest and say what we really want? You know, if you really, really would like, I have a, my baby sister has said since the beginning of time that she did not want any children. She said she loved being an auntie, and she's a great auntie, but she didn't want children. And, oh, my God, of course, you know, all the grown folks, all the women gave her such a hard time. Oh, you have to have children. Oh, you'll change your mind. And now, if I'm 50, she's 40, she ain't changed her mind yet. She's like, I told y'all, I'm not interested in having children. I enjoy my relationship with my nephew, and that's enough. So she knew what she wanted. And in this case, she knew what she didn't want. And she was clear about that. And she didn't do anything contrary to that. And I'm so glad she didn't. You know, I think, of course, she would have made a great mother. But sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, it's really about what you want. What do you want to do? Okay? And I see so many times people will say, oh, I want this, I want this. And they kind of don't. You know what I'm saying? They're feeling the expectations and the obligations of the society. They're feeling the obligations of the relationship they're in. They feel obligations, you know, to their parents or whatever. But really, they don't want those things. Yeah. So after you know your worth, then can we get a clear indication as to what we really want? And when you're doing manifestation work, which we're doing, I need you to know down to the color, okay? I need you to be able to really see it. I need you to be able to feel the motor hum if you're looking for something with a motor. You know, I want you to be thinking about, you know, square footage, you know, not just a lot of times people say, oh, yeah, you know, I need a house, you know, and, you know, they do. They need a house. And I'm like, okay, well what kind of house? And they're like, what do you mean what kind of house? Like, okay, you want a big house? You want a little house? Shoot, right now, I ask you, do you want a tiny house? Do you want something that you're going to share? Do you want a house in the country? You know, what do you want? What kind of house are you thinking about? And they're like, oh, they hadn't. Sometimes, and this is strange to me, sometimes people haven't even thought all the way out about what they want, you know, and that's because they don't really want it. It's really somebody else's want, but they, you know, society says I'm supposed to want this, so I will. That may not be the fact. Not just society, but we can have pressures from work. We can have pressures from family. Honestly, I have seen this. I have felt this. You can have pressures from ancestors. You can have all kinds of pressures, okay? But down inside, you should know what you want. And that's the part I think not enough people spend getting to know. Let's get to know you. Let's get to know what you are looking for, what's going to make you happy. And this is where we need to spend a little bit more time. So it's not just about what we want, but it's also knowing yourself and knowing if you're ready for that. Okay? Back to the worst question. Are you ready? Are you afraid of it? You can't be afraid of the very success you're trying to manifest. If you're afraid of the success you're trying to manifest, guess what? The universe does not want you to be afraid. The universe is going to help you, and they're going to get you. They're not going to give you anything that you should be afraid of. So guess what? You won't manifest what you're thinking about. That's contradictory, okay? We cannot contradict what we're trying to put forward. And remember, no substituting. No substituting. If you want that man of your dreams and you write down the characteristics for the man of your dreams, that means you should not be moving away from those characteristics, okay? So if you know for a fact that you want children, you should not be dating a man that says, look, I got 10 kids already. I'm not looking for more. If he's honest enough to say, I don't want any more children, we have to be honest enough to hear him say he doesn't want any more children. Is that fair? You see kind of what's going on? We have to make sure we're not contradicting, therefore sabotaging our manifestation. I was, like I said, I was speaking to a young lady just the other night. I said, no, dream bigger. And she was like, you always say that. I'm like, it's true. You have a path. You have a nice long path where you can say, hey, I am allowed to dream as big as I want. My ancestors have already paved the way for me to do this. At that point, there's nothing more to do but to move forward. So once you've been given this path, see, remember, blank check, okay? Remember the young lady who I said, you're allowed to create yourself. Now imagine that was you. Imagine that's you. What are you going to do? What are you going to create? Are you going to create health? That's what I'm going to create. I'm going to find what I'm looking for. I'm going to sit there. You know, when you start the little yoga videos and they're doing all this cute stretching and stuff like that, I just think that they're amazing to look at. You may have to start your manifestation watching, just looking, not even participating, not even attempting. It may take you 2 and 3 times of just looking before you actually suit up and decide I'm going in, okay? But every time I look and I'm visualizing myself and I'm like, you know what? I want to do that. You know, I don't want to just do yoga. I want to do yoga under the trees of the yellow forest, you know what I'm saying, of the redwoods. And I want to do yoga, you know, in the Bahamas on the beach and everything else like that. So it's like, we have to be able and willing to try to do things and think about them first, though. Let's build on it. So all we have to do is start the process. Start visualizing. For me, because I'm into words, I have to start listening. Okay? So a big part of my manifestation is meditation. I have to be able to hear. I've got to be able to speak in peace. I need to be able to be quiet. I need to be able to manifest and align my chakras. I have to be able to see and hear this going on. And the second that it does, I know, okay, my manifestation is coming forward. I'm able to manifest these because I can see it, because I have cleared my mind of any and all doubt. I have cleared my mind of any and all fears. I have put forward that I am worthy, and it's time for this task. It's time. So I'm able to move forward with a level of confidence as I'm manifesting. And then I'm literally seeing myself doing this work. Literally. And this is how spirit works. This is how spirit works all the time. People say, all the time, God is good, and God is good. Answers all the time. This is how we begin to put our life in perspective. You have to see it. I think I'm a pretty good reader. I think I am. But I don't just read people. I study divination like a science, because it is to me. And I look, you know, I'm standing, I've moved into my bedroom, and I have runes on one wall. I have Odus on another wall. I have all of these divining systems where I can see them. I'm constantly looking and being reminded of my divining tools and how to use them. And they're constantly teaching me. And I've been doing this about right before Talib is 16. So I was going on about 18 years. And you would think, no. You studied something for 18 years. You know it. But every time I pick up my books, every time I pick up my journals on top of journals on top of journals, it is the first time for me. I read it like I've never read it before. I have rewritten these Odus and these runes. I've rewritten them, five or six times in this nice big format. You know, in my shrine rooms, I have all my vases. I see that. I see the energy. And there's times where this energy calls me, times where other energy calls me. But I'm constantly visualizing that energy. I can see it. I'm manifesting spiritual energy. I'm manifesting spiritual tools. I'm manifesting understanding of the tools that I do have. Anything that you want to get good at, you have to practice. Manifestation is practicing your mind to receive something that you desire. Okay? So, I know one of the things people ask, especially when we do our laws of attraction, well, what about the negative things in life? They don't just disappear. They may not disappear, but they get really small in my life. I'm not going to be run by negativity. And that's not to say that I don't experience negativity. I do, daily basis. And especially on Wednesday, I don't know why, you know, that negativity wants to try my patience, because they know I'm going to try not to cut them out on Wednesday. They know Wednesday I'm trying so hard to be this good character, our puele, you know, trying to have this good character. And so negativity be trying to take advantage of me. And it works sometimes. But I work hard not to have that in place. I work hard to make sure that negativity, if they're going to get me, they have to come for me, okay, because I'm not going to just give in. And I have to make sure that I have all my tools up, available, waiting. I was so proud. I had went to our dear sister Nisi's house, and the rules for the devotion, she had done them up all nice and pretty, and they were curling, and, you know, her and her little Oshuni self had blinged out the rules. I was like, well, if you got to follow rules, that's a great way to do it. And she had them posted right by the door. I was like, good grief. Ain't no forgetting what you got to do. Ain't no forgetting what you can and cannot do. You got it right there by the door. But when we are having these constant reminders, that helps us understand what I'm going to manifest. I want to manifest in this time space, in this understanding. Okay? So that's what our manifestation show is, okay? You have to see it. You have to hear it. You have to concentrate on it. You have to be able to stop moving against it. Stop moving against it. You have to be honest in your efforts. You have to understand your own worth. And then you have to move forward in it. Get that confidence together. Get that prayer together. Whatever tool you're going to use to manifest, that's what I need. Get you a schedule together. That's fine. All right? Create yourself. Create yourself. I try to do this at least once a month. I know you're like, Mom said you. Yes. I create myself. How do I do that? I develop new relationships with my shrine. I have had these shrines. Some of them are older than Talib, you know. And every month I have a new relationship. Yep. Every month I recharge myself. Every month I recommit and say, okay, I want more of this. I want to be able to spend more time at my ancestor shrine. How do I do that? How do I get more time? How do I get more energy? You know, I'll get to the point, I want to understand more about my Elegba. I just want to understand. How do I do that? How can I spend more time? How can I ask questions? How can I learn? Learn the prayers, learn the songs, learn the dance. Just learn. How do I learn? How do I apply myself? Anything that you study and spend time on, spend time with, you are manifested. And I love it. I love it. I have never seen this more in practice than when I was doing my Kabbalah study. The Kabbalah study is my study. That's not a study that I inherited from my mother. That was something that I wanted to do. I reached out to. I spent all the time, energy on it. I had to start from ground zero, and it was zero, and I had to do the studies that way, right? And I absolutely loved it. And the more that I study, the more I actually gained the information for. You know, just like when we're studying our Odus, let's say, the more you study, the more you will start to see Odus. You know, you'd be surprised. You'll just be minding your business, and then you'll look up and you're like, God, that looks just like, and it will be. Or you'll start to say, ooh, this is that so-and-so kind of energy. This is some straight Obara energy right here. And it is. So I'm just going to ask you, especially as spiritual people, we have to be very, very clear and understanding about what we are conjuring, okay? We can't spend all of our time and energy focused on negativity. Because guess what we're going to have waiting at our door? Yep, negativity. We can't have and spend, you know, this is why we had to expand the program, why we had to expand and have different types of shows. So all the Wonderful Approach shows are not about the classroom. They're very diverse. And I love it. And they have to be diverse because we have diverse situations going on. All right? And we have to be able to put out as much positivity as we can to help counter some of the negativity. This is common sense at this point. We are trying to outpace the pace of negativity. We're trying to continue to grow and to build. And the only way that we're going to do that is if we keep increasing our positivity. The way that we get anything done is we have to get it done through prayer and meditation, right? Well, manifestation is an intentional meditation. I'll say that one more time. Manifestation is an intentional meditation. It's an intentional focus. It's an intentional bringing into this understanding. We're trying to manifest and bring into this understanding things that are going to help us, things that we need, things that our family needs, just whatever. And one thing I like about manifesting, and one thing I want to kind of caution people on, because really it literally is a blank check. You know what I'm saying? You can literally get what you want. You have to make sure that what you want is a good thing, that you really want what you say you want. Because if not, you're going to be sitting there with an extra car note that you don't want. You know, you'll be sitting there with, you know, just whatever. We have to make sure that we're not, you know, putting all this time and energy in a dare. All right. It has to be bigger than that. We're not just trying to prove points and stuff like that. It's bigger than that. What we're trying to do is share in the what we're trying to do is let the universe know what we're looking for and then going and grabbing it. Okay? And let me tell you, all right, two last things, and then I know we have to get ready for prayer and have to get ready to end the program. One thing I want to tell you is all this energy that I'm telling you that we're putting into trying to get something positive, if you are not cautious, if you are not elevated in your thought and you're thinking something negative, it will come up. Plain and simple. We have to be responsible and make sure that the things that we're wanting for, the things that we say we need, the things that we're looking for are good, positive things, okay? So, you know, getting revenge on that ex, yeah. The best revenge is success. You don't have to get revenge on him. He's going to be miserable by himself anyways, you know, and we're going to be looking fly in our sundress. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, okay? So don't, I would advise technically and privately that we don't spend our time and energy on trying to create negative situations for other people. I'd much rather see create positive situations for positive people, okay? So, you know, we have to make sure to watch our intentions when it comes to the why we're doing what we're doing, okay? You know, I need a new car because I need a new car. I got to get around. I got to get back and forth to work. I'm not necessarily trying to show anybody up, you know. I'm going to drive the car the same way to get to work as I am to get around town. So, you know, spend your energy and your time for good, one, all right? And then two, make sure that the contradiction that we do, got to get a grip on that, okay? Do not contradict your blessings. Do not contradict your manifestations. Okay? Please stop saying you broke. Stop saying you're broke. You can be financially challenged. You can be waiting on the blessings to come, but you can't be broke. Broke, that's really bad language. Broke, that means you're there's something wrong. No, there's not something wrong. Finances just aren't here yet, but that doesn't mean that there's something necessarily wrong. You see the difference? Stop saying you're broke. If you want to work out, because I want to work out, because you work from a center, I can do so in a loving manner. I can love myself and love my body while still working on improving it. I don't have to be beating myself up. I don't have to sit there, oh, this ain't never going to work. And I'm not doing that. I don't even have that negativity around me. You know, everything that I put in my mouth, I pray over. So before I eat something, I pray over it. Before I drink something, I pray over it. How are you going to eat something, make the prayer, eat it, and then turn around and curse it because it's fattening? After you just prayed over it because you wanted to eat it. How, what kind of, you see the confusion in that? All right. I was speaking to a very disturbed young man last night. And, oh, he was mad. And he said, I'm going to do this not because I want to, but because I'm trying to hurt someone else. I said, whoa, you're going to spend energy in the universe and it doesn't benefit you. The only thing that it benefits you is you get to see it hurt someone else. Really? So if you're spending all this time hating on your fellow brother, is the universe going to say, wow, he really hates his brother. I'm going to take his brother out the game for him. I can tell you the universe is not. The universe is going to say, oh, look at him focusing on his brother, concentrating on his brother. He must love his brother. Let's find more opportunities for him and his brother to be together. And that's what's going to happen. I said, you don't realize it, but all this time and energy that you're putting out in the negative, is not gonna, he's not going to negatively receive that. All you're doing is wasting your time. And he's like, wow, I hadn't even realized that. I didn't even realize I spent this much time hating my fellow brother to that point that I could be actually helping him. And, you know, he was like, you know, I definitely want to change my ways on that. I said, please do. Please do. Because you're manifesting energy and you have no control over it. You don't know what you're doing. And in the end, you're not going to get the desired result. What he was looking for was not going to happen, wasn't going to occur. See what I'm saying? So, manifestation, in my opinion, is super easy because I think positive thoughts. It's easy because I'm always in meditation and trying to clarify what I want and speak it positively into the universe. Manifestation is easy for me because I do believe I'm worth it. I believe the things I want are worth it. I don't be wanting nothing cheap, family. I don't. If you've ever been to a Wonderful Approach event, if you've ever stayed and done any workshops with us or retreats with us, you know Mama 7 does not go cheap, okay? I like big, beautiful things. I love to see the colors out. I love all of the energies and everything else like that. So, yeah, I'm not going cheap. Not at all. I want to manifest beauty I want to manifest success for the whole organization. When I make my prayers, I make special prayers so that a wonderful approach, everyone in it is blessed. Because the more we're blessed, the easier it is for us to go and do God's work. You see what I'm saying? And every single year, it gets bigger and better and better and bigger. We manifest that. We manifest that, and half of you don't even know it. You're just thinking, oh, I'm trying to work on me. But while you're working on you, while you are manifesting positivity for you, you are manifesting and strengthening the positivity that runs on this earth. And we are creating a frequency of love and understanding, acceptance, harmony, all that. That's us. We are part of the positivity that runs through this understanding of universe. We are. So when you are pulling on your manifestation muscle, and I really hope all of you are, some of y'all are really strong in the manifestation. And it'd be the people that seem like they get everything they're looking for, them. But while we're going through and while we're making plans and while we're making prayers anyways, why don't you try to make a prayer for yourself? We're doing affirmations anyways. We're affirming ourselves. We're using I statements. And we're thinking kind thoughts of and for ourselves. We're creating vision boards. And I hope your face is in the middle of your vision board. You see? We're doing all this positivity anyway. We're teaching our children these positive steps. Our children should know, this is how I get what I'm looking for. My children are so off the chain, they got to the point that, Mom, can we have, I'll see. So, oh, that's okay. Pray about it. You just pray about it, you know. Basically, we're going to take you out the picture, Mom. We're going to go straight to the big man because all you're going to do is pray for it. I can pray for it myself. And so they got into their own selves. I know how to make things happen. I know how to make things happen. And the truth of the matter is we all do. We just have to be reminded and encouraged to do it. So if you were looking for a sign to tell you, yeah, I'm going to get back into my praying outside. If you were looking for a sign to tell you, yeah, I want to go ahead and get back into my chants and into my mantras. If you were looking for a sign to tell you that now's time to get some of that journaling in so I can start writing and preparing and getting my dreams situated. If you were looking for a sign, consider this your sign. Spirit has been on me for weeks. Tell people, dream about it, dream bigger, work harder, push through, be clear about what you want, and then go get it. So, anytime it comes up more than two or three times, I'm like, okay, Spirit, okay, I hear you. We'll go ahead and do radio so then I can just forward it around to everyone, right? So I am considering this my sign that it is okay to want for. It is okay to build. It's okay to have all these wonderful things. It's okay. All right. So, as we wrap up the program, unbelievable to wrap it up. You know, I know the time has ticked on, but I just don't know where the time goes. But I want to offer prayer, and this is one of those heart prayers, you know, those prayers from my heart. And I want to encourage everyone, please get into your prayer life. Having a relationship with God is the most important thing that you can do with your life. Okay? God that loves you, that takes care of you, that nurtures you, the God that keeps your heart beating, the God that makes sure that, you know, the winds and the earth don't tear us apart at the same time, that God definitely deserves a little praise, definitely deserves some energy. You know, we have so many hours in a day, hours every day. And it would be nice just to be able to dedicate some of it to God and God's work. And that's what you do every time we listen to the radio together. Every time you're reviewing with your children, every time that, you know, you're reading for an elder, that is what we're doing, okay? So I really want to encourage everyone to get into their prayers. Only positive things can come from prayer. And you say, oh, I don't know how. There are so many books out there with prayer. The books are there with prayer. They're here to teach us, to show us, you know, to love on us, all of that, okay? So I just feel the need to remind people, old-fashioned prayer, okay? On your knees, on the side of the bed, prayer. Sitting by the bed, prayer. I open the Bible and read it. Open your Quran, open your Torah, whatever you're reading. Open it up and read it so that you can begin to understand what is needed. Okay? All right. Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly, thanking you for this day and all of the lessons that came with today. Thanking you for the blessings and all that the blessings came with, all of the love, all of the patience, all of the joy, all of the consideration. God, I ask that you give us patience. I ask that you share more love. I pray that you teach us about love. Teach us more about that unconditional love, because love is one of the strongest elements that we have. God, I ask for your protection of my mind, protection of my body, protection of my health, protection of my children. I ask that everyone within A Wonderful Approach be blessed, be protected. I ask that our village children be safe, the children and the children's children. May they be safe. May they be barred from sickness. May they be free to live and learn and to learn the goodness of you, God. God, we ask for your protection over our finances so that we may be comfortable, so that we may have the things that we need. God, I ask that Sister Unique have a special blessing in her life. God, I ask that that young Sister Deja get well, has been not well. We ask that our youngest of A Wonderful Approach, Mr. Dakota, feel better, be well, God. You know, keep the baby in your hand. Keep our children safe and protected. You know, especially the children that are trying to be adults. God, please allow me to make a special prayer, a special petition for them so that they may find their way to you. May they never leave the umbrella of their parents' love, care, and concern. But God, we pray that you watch over them, you know, order the angels to guide their footsteps. Please, God, be patient with them as they are learning you for themselves, not just their parents' understanding of you. God, I ask that everyone with any physical afflictions, please be healed. Watch over our those that are physically ill. May our bodies and temples become priority for us, and we get serious about the care of our bodies and care of our minds. God, I ask that you watch over our elders. It seems like every day we're losing more and more elders, that you're calling them home. I'm asking that the ones that we have here, may they stay in good health and good spirit. May all those that are picking up the torch that ancestors have left for you, may they do so with strength. May they do so with love in their heart, not just obligation, but may they also follow the obligations of their families so that they can continue to be blessed. God, I want to thank you for the peace that we have had in this world, and where the places where there is no peace, God, I know that you can create an opportunity for there to be peace. I ask these things in your name. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much for all that you do. Amen.